release into, settling your body, speech, and mind in the natural state. This whole process, this sequential process of body, speech, and mind, is simply a slippery slope of relaxing more and more and more deeply right to the core. So your awareness effortlessly, like a feather drifting to the ground and staying there, unmoved by the wind, your awareness drifts down from all the currents of thoughts and sensory stimuli. It descends to its own place and rests there free of grasping and therefore still and naturally luminous. Rests there for a little while. Awareness holding its own ground and knowing itself. With your eyes at least partially open, your gaze vacantly resting in the space in front of you, utterly relaxed, unfocused, while continuing to rest your awareness in its own place, let the light of awareness illuminate the space of the mind, and take appearances and awareness onto the path. And now begin to examine closely, to scrutinize, to be there so precisely in the present moment that you're attending to the emergence of thoughts, images, and so on. So that you can actually observe, or at least inquire empirically, where did it come from? And once any of these events have arisen within the space of the mind, examine where are they? You may be able to say, that image there is in front of me. That image there is over to the right. That image there is actually down below. You can visualize in that way. Images can also spontaneously arise above, below, and so on. But then that immediately raises the question. The appearance is in front of you. That appearance is behind you. Good. Where are you? Where is the awareness of these appearances in front of you, above you, and so on? Examine closely. Is your awareness a point in space? If so, where is that point? As you settle the mind in its natural state, you're bound to be aware not only of these objective appearances arising in the space of your mind, but also the subjective impulses, desires, feelings, emotions. We may ask, where do they come from? And we may answer, they emerge from the flow of mental awareness. They emerge from the substrate consciousness. Good answer. Where's that? Examine the origins, location, and destination of whatever arises, whatever appearances arise within this space of awareness. If we say, in a manner of speaking, that these appearances, these mental appearances, arise from the ground of the substrate, the space of awareness, it's a good answer. But then what are the cooperative conditions? That is, the ground could give rise to all manner of appearances, but from moment to moment they don't give rise to all manner of appearances, they give rise to specific appearances. The memory of this, the image of that, the thought about this. So now, bring out the sharpness of your awareness. Having identified that the space of awareness, the ground, is indeed the ground from which these appearances arise, but what are the cooperative conditions, the contributing conditions, that trigger or catalyze this appearance, this thought, this image, versus another? Every result, every effect must have a primary cause. But that's never enough. There must be cooperative conditions. Examine both.